away. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
We're going streaky!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
A crazy offense-filled weekend in MLB. Wait a minute. I think the Blue Jays just scored again. We'll get to them. But the story among hitters for this hitting podcast is the home runs that this guy continues to produce.
And this is why I continue to say that this guy right now is the best player in Major League Baseball.
Yep, sure is. See you later. Long gone, another Aaron Judge.
And once again, Aaron Judge, right on time. We said it, race for the AL MVP. This man is not stopping. He is a man on a mission. He's going to need a lot more ice because he continues to put the boys on his back. How special is 99? Man, what he's done is incredible.
That is Cameron Maben enjoying Aaron Judge. 37 homers through 97 games for Judge, the most by a Yankee since Mickey Mantle had 39 in 1961. That season ended with history. Everybody thought it would be for Mantle, but more so it was for Roger Maris. Anyway, six homers in the last seven games for Aaron Judge. Fourth most selected in our game yesterday, which is Beat the Streak. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I am Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. We take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning of the baseball season. Halo's LBTU has our top streak, and he has hit 40. It happened via one hit, this innocuous little single.
His 0-2 to Trey Turner. Three straight splitters. Turner figures this one out and singles into left.
That's all it takes sometimes. Pick the right guy. The number one most selected hitter in MLB, in fact. Have him working at bat. Drive one through the hole on the left side. Nine of the top 10 most selected hitters got a hit yesterday, and that helped push our streakers along as well. We've got nine streakers in the 30s, higher than we've been in quite some time. Maybe somebody will get to 57, and surely somebody's going to track down Kyoshi Lotus 26, who's 45 is the high streak of the season so far, right? 10 grand is up for grabs for that, as well as 5.6 mil if you beat Joe D. Classic Mix-Up is the name of a streaker who sits at 36. After a double down on Saturday and a pass on what I hope was a restful Sunday for Classic Mix-Up, Colin B. Johnson now at 32 after a double down with Ketel Marte of Arizona and Mookie Betts of the Dodgers. And then other streakers, Red Sox, Maggie, Joe Hitt, Dev Dab, where you been? And Matt 12-12-12. We are following what you're doing. Me? Thanks for asking. I am at a season high of nine. I know, Ryan. And here's the thing. I'm not cocky, as I have been at times in the past. I'm now straight up nervous. I'd really like my streak to hit double digits and beyond. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, I think so. I got to nine on the strength of a double down with DJ LeMay, who continues to produce, now hitting .448 over an eight-game hit streak. And I chose the leadoff hitter for Houston, who took care of things very, very quickly.
Robbie Ray ready to go, and we're underway with Altuve drilling one deep to left field. This game starts with a home run. Jose Altuve's ninth leadoff home run of the season, most in the major league.
Just continues to make friends wherever he goes. Robbie Ray is a heavy, high percentage first pitch fastball guy, throws a lot of strikes. We all know, watching Altuve over the years, he loves him some first pitch fastballs, and he crushed this one.
Jose Altuve is now hitting 579 against Robbie Ray. 11 for 19. That, folks, was and is a trend. Lots of thought for me on my daily double A. That's coming up later in the show. Let's take a look at what we learned over the weekend. Can't stop the Blue Jays. Friday, they had 25 runs after the fifth inning. Ended up putting 28. And this unforgettable highlight will not be forgotten.
Raimel Tapia up for the third time. Sends a drive to deep center, but where is it? And it's over, way over the head of Duran, who never saw it. He never saw it. Tapia around third, heading home. And inside the park, grand slam for Raimel Tapia.
Outrageous. Then on Sunday, Tapia gets another appearance with the bases loaded. And the color man, Pat Tabler, was thinking bases clearing double.
Well, Raimel Tapia hasn't hit an inside the park grand slam in a couple of days. You might have your wish, Mr. Tabler. Except this one's going to the triangle. Three runs are going to score. Tapia's on his way to third. And in there ahead of the throw with a bases clearing triple. You okay with that instead of the double?
I'll take
that. Okay.
Six RBI for Tapia yesterday. 40-10 was the combined score of their weekend sweep with 51 hits. That is a great lineup, aggressive now, and the new manager, John Schneider, is getting the best out of those guys. Then yesterday, just to add on, what if this guy gets hot, Vlad?
The 2-2 again. Guerrero lines the ball right center field, and it's down for a base hit. Cut off by Bradley, but that's a four-hit afternoon for Vladdy.
You get his bat starting to heat up with everybody else. We have talked about that in the past. He can carry the team. That's a good approach.
Seven hits in his last three games now for Vlad. He's got 12 hits in his last six games. So if Vlad gets going, yeah, beware. One other thing, the Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians in this town, Chicago, splitting with the White Sox. As a team, they just know how to hit.
Looking for a pitch to drive here, and he loops one that into center field. That'll put him on top.
Wow.
5-4 Cleveland. Naylor does it again.
He finds a way to put the ball in play. It doesn't matter. Infield in, that makes him a 100-point higher hitter than what he is, and he knew it.
High fastballs. The whole league has been flummoxed for like a decade. Everybody's got a breaking pitch that tunnels the same as the high fastball, and that's how hitters get dominated. Not Cleveland this year. They choke up. They get on top of those high fastballs, happily accepting contact. If not homers, they get singles, and sometimes they matter an awful lot. Hey, new games are in the MLB Play app. Pickle is there. You know what Pickle is? It's Wordle. For you Wordle players or you Wordle players, MLB has it now. So MLB Play is where you can play Pickle. Check that one out. And what's the other one too, Ryan? There's another one about total bases during the course of the day.
Yeah, Speaks, you're talking about Base Chase, which is going live today. You can pick three batters whose total bases through hits that they have will count towards your day's score for the day. The goal is to have the highest single day score by the end of the season. So effectively, you can play just once and be the Base Chase champion of the world.
There you go. So beat the streakers. These games are for you to check out. Early access here to check them out and help them figure out which ones are going to stay, which ones are going to last. Beat the Streak, Pickle, Diamond Derby, Quick Pick, all there for you every day in the MLB Play app. Our picks are coming up, including my daily double A. Did you know that I'm red hot and I've gotten to nine?
No.
I have been on the beach, unemployed, a couple of different times in my life in a very competitive business. And there are times where I needed someone to help talk me through it. Do you? BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. This is something that I wish I had at different times in my life. And now you could. BetterHelp Online Therapy is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online and available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, send a message right to your therapist, and schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. Getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or phone. Check out their website. Read the testimonials that are posted daily. There's a special offer for you, the Beat the Streak Daily listener, 10% off your first month. Go to this website, betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. You don't have to do the hardest stuff alone. A pretty damn good slate of games for a Monday, if I don't say so myself. 12 games today. The weekend offensive juggernaut that is the Chicago Cubs come home for a Pirates series that could be very juicy. The Dodgers get the Nationals' meek pitching staff out in Los Angeles. The Astros continue their West Coast terror tour in Oakland. And the Blue Jays with a day off, a breather, before they host the Cardinals in Toronto. No Nolan Arenado, no Paul Goldschmidt for that entire series. We always give you a daily stay away. Don't play a National in Los Angeles. Tony Gonsolin going for the Dodgers. He's 11-0 with an ERA of 2.02, and he leads all of MLB in allowing just 5.3 hits per nine innings. My God, skip your Nats. Juan Soto included 0-for-1 lifetime against Tony Gonsolin. Don't bother. Just stay away.
You stay away. I stay away.
Time now for the fourth pick. Ryan, what you doing? Where's your streak? How you feeling? Who you got?
I'm at 6 entering today. Speaking of that Dodgers-Nationals game, Freddie Freeman has been super consistent since June 15th. He has a hit in 30 of 33 games since then. He has a batting average around 400 in that span. He has an active hitting streak of 12. And tonight, the Nationals have Paolo Espino on the mound. Espino is in the 17th percentile for expecting batting average, according to Baseball Savant. Espino sucks. Freeman is 4-for-8 lifetime against him. I'm going with Freddie Freeman.
Oh, Espino sucks is my kind of analysis, sir. That's what I'm all about. Time now for the Daily Double A to go along with the fourth pick. Man, analytically, I want double digits so bad, so I'm thinking a lot. The Astros are rolling. They're in Oakland against Adam Oller. Yordan Alvarez destroys right-handed pitching. He's basically the best hitter in the game these days, but he's out with persistent hand soreness yesterday. I don't even know if he's playing today. J.D. Martinez, 5-for-8 for Boston against Zach Plesac, but he was out yesterday with an injury. I don't know whether he is coming back. I'm going with Ahmed Rosario, one of those Cleveland hitters absolutely on fire, 11-game hitting streak, hitting 444 in that span, getting on top of those high fastballs. You know who throws a lot of four-seam fastballs? Nick Pivetta. Big-time four-seam fastball guy. He will throw them in Boston. Rosario and Cleveland against him there. Give me Ahmed. And then Adolis Garcia is my anecdotal pick. Huge four-hit day yesterday. In the four games since returning after the break and doing some work on his timing, he's gone 8-for-17 with two homers. He's 5-for-12 lifetime against Chris Flexen. I do reserve the right to check lineups, though, not play him if the spirit moves late night. That is last game of the day, Seattle and Texas. The hit probability algorithm loves the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman and Trey Turner, followed by a couple of Red Sox at home against Zach Plesac, Alex Verdugo, and J.D. Martinez. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits wherever you get your podcast, and play Beat the Streak and all those other games every day of the MLB season within the MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. For Ryan Porth, I'm Matt Spiegel, hoping that your guys and ours hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!